future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Bitcoin is currently trading at $6,334. That's down 0.5% in the last 24 hours. We have Ethereum currently trading at $302. That's down 6.5%. We have Bitcoin Cash currently trading at $562. That's down 2%. EOS currently trading at $5. That's down 2%. Stella at 23 cents. That's up 4%. And we have Cardano currently trading at 11 cents. That's down 3% in the last 24 hours. I think what's really interesting is that Bitcoin's dominance is at nearly an all-time high for this year at 51.8%. That's definitely something worth noting. The current market cap is $210 billion. The volume in the last 24 hours was $11.9 billion. The market is near a three-month low. I think it's interesting because I'm in a lot of different WhatsApp groups, a lot of different Telegram groups, and I'm sure everyone else is. And I hear nothing but positive sentiment. I mean, everyone's extremely positive in this space. And if you look at the last 6 months of how far we've come, well, what have we got? Well, we had one of the biggest institutions in the world, Goldman Sachs, potentially to start offering crypto custody. We have, a futures exchange up and running with a CBOE. We have potentially an ETF being launched later on, September 30th. Like that, the ETF hasn't been announced, but like there's a lot of things happening. There's a lot of things going on. If you look back this time last year, when you had the market cap, 500 billion or so around then, a lot has been going on. And I think as an investment case, if you were to lay down the facts last year of what's happening, what's currently going on, you know, this time last year in particular, and you compare it to what we have now and what's actually happening and the things that are changing and advancing, especially the technology, you know, the investment case is a lot more appealing now than it was last year. So it's very interesting that we have seen the market cap come down to a three-month low at $210 billion. And something else that's interesting, and maybe a correlation to this, is that retail, I've heard a few different statistics, but apparently retail is between 93 to 97% of the entire crypto market. And retail famously have never really been the best investors. I know a lot of individuals out there have done extremely well in crypto, but I think, you know, a lot, especially retail, they've always kind of been the ones to buy at the high and sell at the low, you know, quite opposing investment strategies to what you would like to do, right? Buy at the low, sell at the high. So, you know, is this a correlation? People are getting scared and just selling everything. I think, to be honest with you, there's many different factors here. And that's something that is very prevalent. If you look at all the different data coming through, you look at countries that are trading this, you're looking at numbers, different numbers coming in for different crypto assets. I think, you know, that's going to change when we have the institutional capital start really coming into this space, which we haven't. We haven't seen that wall of capital coming in. And how would it come in? Well, you know, Goldman Sachs offering crypto custody is definitely a massive factor. That would allow lots of institutional capital to come in. And you'd really feel that in the marketplace. And I guess the next question is, would they be as volatile traders? Would they be as immature, the institutions, as the retail market? And, you know, I don't think they would. I think they'd be taking a position for long-term, you know, five to 10 year outlook. And I know retail guys that hold Bitcoin that, you know, if it goes down below where they bought it, they'll sell, right? So it's a very different investment strategy there. And I know a lot of the retail guys haven't really done the work. They haven't really done the knowledge of understanding, and they haven't really got the investment outlook an institution would have per se, who has done the work and has put in the time to really understand the asset. I mean, there are many retail traders that understand Bitcoin extremely well, but I think as well that you have the ones that don't. And I think this, the market being down to where it is a phenomenal opportunity to really get rid of the dead weight, right? To get rid of the guys who don't understand, who don't understand the technology, who don't really understand the space, and just try to make a quick buck when Bitcoin was at $20,000 because they read somewhere it was going to 50. And I think that's all come out the market. I think now we have a really, really good, a really strong base to build from. And I think that, I mean, listen, the market can go down. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know if it's going to go up or down tomorrow. I wish I could tell you guys that. But what I do know is that we're at a really good position. We're very early. And I think that I just see the upside in this situation. Now, listen, this is not financial trading advice, but I can really see, and we can at SVK Crypto, the upside. I mean, we're in it for the long term. We have positions out there in the market. We have put our balls on the line. We have capital, you know, actively there in the market. So, you know, we really believe in the long term. We're not here for short term gains. We're really here because we believe that cryptocurrency and blockchain technology is going to implement and change many different industries and change them for the better. So let's jump into the stories. I think that today and, you know, especially over the weekend, we've seen a lot of different news coming out of Turkey. So what I really want to do is deliver a story to you guys that's relevant to now and especially relevant with Bitcoin and the future of this space. So let's jump into it. Turkish lira's collapse sees media highlight Bitcoin's relative stability. So mainstream media basically seized on the unraveling currency crisis in Turkey with Bloomberg publicizing a demonstration of Bitcoin's comparatively low volatility. So leading basically with the headline, Turkey meltdown propels lira volatility above Bitcoin. Bloomberg became the first and latest publication to reveal the full extent of the Turkish national currency devaluation this year. The 10-day swing in the lira relative to the US dollar now exceed those for Bitcoin and Turkey's escalating currency crisis, said Bloomberg. So Turkey has been seen as an uptick in consumer interest in Bitcoin since the lira, which had already halved in value against the dollar since January, rapidly slid to all-time lows over a raft of geopolitical factors. According to data from Google Trends, interest in Bitcoin increased markedly in August, while local exchanges have seen volumes explode above 150% this week alone. So basically, as lawmakers enact capital controls, cryptocurrency status in the country remains uncertain. Despite Turkey's official stance appearing to suggest Bitcoin is not compatible with Islam, local exchanges continue to receive full banking support, Forbes notes this week. So basically, those exchanges have begun seeing increased volatility of operators such as BitTurk trading the coin at around a $500 high per Bitcoin than on other foreign platforms. The trend could continue, commentators claim, if the economic situation doesn't stabilize. Now, you see this quite a lot. And in Asia, not many people know this, but in Asia, Bitcoin trades sometimes at a 10 to 12% premium. And, you know, it's really not fair, right? You get someone like Turkey and all these poor people are having their currency devalued day after day. And what they're looking to do is buy into Bitcoin, right? Like, they've heard about it. It's an opportunity. It's probably going to be safe in the current fiat system that they're in. And what do the exchanges do? They rank up they smash up the prices, you know, up $500 per Bitcoin. I mean, that's 10%. That's a huge amount to do. And a lot of these people, I assume, in Turkey, you know, probably don't have, you know, a lot of money. So, I mean, a lot of them are really stuck and the exchanges are really doing them over. But, you know, this is a great opportunity for cryptocurrency to come in. Is Bitcoin the real crypto to go into if you're looking to kind of put your capital into kind of a safe haven type scenario? Probably not. I you know, Tether or any other stable coins out there, they're probably best bet. I think Bitcoin is not really the transactional currency, but for a long-term investment, I'm sure it's going to work out pretty well for them if they have the appetite. But I think this is actually a really good story, and I'm really glad that Bloomberg has reported on it, Forbes has reported on it, because it's very positive for Bitcoin. And I think that, as we all know, the market is sentiment driven. But what we've also noticed that it takes a couple of days for really the news to hit the market and really affect prices. And there's been a few scenarios here on the trading floor at SVK Crypto that we've been in situations, picked up a story, we haven't seen the market react to it. and we think that, you know, the move's already happened, and you know, we, even if we saw it 10 minutes off the publish, we think it's already happened. But honestly, like, sometimes it takes like 48 hours to really come into the market and for the market to pick it up. I know it's a crazy thing to say, but that's honestly true. And I think this is a great story. It's on a few different news sites at the minute, it's on a few different forums. So hopefully this gets a lot of good press. There was something else that caught my attention as well. There's a really, really good a good read about bull or bear, and it was talking about how the SEC actions correlate with market prices. So let me kind of bring it up to speed. So the SEC deems DAO tokens to be illegal securities. That was July 2017. Alleged reaction was slightly bearish. And basically, in 2017, the SEC came through with a major decision, putting its mark of interest on the crypto market. The regulator reviewed the infamous decentralized autonomous organization DAO case and concluded the DAO token issued via its initial corner offering back in 2016 were in fact securities and hence had to register with the SEC beforehand. Even though the SEC decided not to press charges, gave a clear signal that ICO frenzy could be over. And it was, you know, slightly bearish in the back of that. The second was the SEC denies Winklevoss ETF application that happened in July. A slightly bearish reaction. The prospect of getting authorized sanctioned crypto-backed ETF had been widely discussed in the crypto community. Somebody had it would provoke mass adoption and the prices would ascend. While others remain skeptical, leaning towards crypto anarchy sentiment. The SEC decided the industry basically wasn't ready for an ETF, and the watchdog hasn't been particularly optimistic thus far. I mean, you know, both times the market reacted negatively to both bits of news. But what's interesting is the SEC denies the Van Eck Solid X ETF request in August of this month, and that was strongly bearish. I mean, similar to the catastrophic week on the crypto market, and a largely association with the SEC postponing its decision on the listing and trading of a Bitcoin ETF powered by investment firm Van Eck and financial services companies Solid X until September 30th. And by the way, this isn't even negative. Like, I think people were really, really, really confused by this. Like, you know, what did they do? Well, they didn't. You know, like, they didn't deny, they delayed it. That's what they did. They delayed it till September. You know, that means two things. One, that they weren't sure. And two, that they wanted to take this seriously and give it another look. And I think people took it the wrong way. But, you know, I think that's just the market, right? And I think, once again, because of the retail nature of the space, that it was a massive overreaction. And I think a lot of people would agree with me there. So February 2018, SEC and CFTC held a joint meeting where they recognized cryptocurrency's importance. The alleged reaction from that was strongly bullish. So on February 6th, the SEC, along with the Commodities and Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC, held a highly anticipated joint hearing where they elaborated on their stance towards cryptocurrencies, ICOs, and blockchain technology. During the meeting, the regulators basically gave credit to the cryptocurrency industry for adding a new paradigm to the financial system, stressed the importance of fair regulatory frameworks, and famously said that if there was no Bitcoin, there would be no blockchain. And I think from them just saying that, they recognize the importance of Bitcoin, because you have people like Jamie Dimon who recognizes blockchain but doesn't recognize Bitcoin. But you wouldn't have one without the other. And I think that, you know, I don't know how up to speed it is with this space. But the importance here is that consequently, this basically promoted a bullish trend of the community reaction following the hearing had a positive effect on the crypto market, which was staggering at the time, likely due to China's reiteration of its zero tolerance to crypto. Rumors of a ban in India and some mainstream banks prohibiting cryptocurrency purchases with their credit cards after the SEC and CFTC showed their positive stance in regard to some crypto industries' features. Bitcoin and Ethereum saw 20% growth in value, and the rest of the cryptocurrency market rallied into the green. The SEC rules that Bitcoin and Ethereum are not securities. That was slightly bullish. The SEC's approach to cryptocurrency is still not crystal clear. However, at this point, it became evident that with the agency considers most ICOs to be securities, the two leading cryptos, Bitcoin and Ethereum, are not seen as such. And I think as well, the SEC, I think with Ethereum, it was too late, right? Like, it was too big to then call it a security. So I think they had to kind of take that one on the chin. But I think that, you know, the SEC itself is obviously very active in the onlooking of more projects coming out. But I think these are interesting because these are events that have happened. These are the reactions from the market. And I think it's key. It's important to note what's going on. And what's interesting about cryptocurrency trading in general is that, you know, unlike the financial markets where you look to the financial center, e.g. New York, London, Hong Kong, you know, these, you're looking for news out of there. But with crypto, I mean, news can come from anywhere. It could be positive. It really could. So it's an interesting market. Obviously, it doesn't sleep. It's 24/7. So for us at SVK Crypto, we're obviously extremely bullish on the space. We think the market's overreacted, hence to why where we are now. Has this bottomed out? I can't say because I don't know. But I think we're getting to a low at the minute, and I think that we're in a really good position to grow and build from here and continue the strength from strength gains in the space. Well, listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you so much for your time, your attention, and remember as always to subscribe to the podcast. Leave a nice comment if you enjoyed the show, and hit us up on our socials. Telegram is SVK Space Crowd. Twitter at SVK_crypto, and you can email myself if you have a project, which is CStory at SVKcrypto.com. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a great day.
Listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.